and gentlemen.
Let's go.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at?
Well, actually, I live in Delaware now, so does that make me a Delawarean?
Keep singing, girl.
You know, Beyonce is my friend in my head. They my people sometimes, too. You know, when I was a kid, I had an imaginary enemy. Like, does that make me crazy?
Life as P, presented by Say What Radio.
Hello, what the deal is? Welcome to Life as P. I'm your host, Phoenix Ash. If this is your first time joining me, I appreciate you. Thank you. I don't know if you found me on Twitter, somebody retweeted, you found it on Facebook, somebody posted, IG, I don't know, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your homegirl, your homeboy, I don't know. Thank you, though. I'm so glad you decided to give me a shot. Let me see if I'm spitting something that you want to fool with for a while. If you are a repeat listener, thank you. I appreciate you so much. Glad y'all still riding with me. I know sometimes, you know, I can rattle off some things that might seem shaky or whatever, but, you know, if you fool with me, I fool with you. So I definitely appreciate that. You know, if you've listened to the show, you know that I've gone over all kinds of things that, you know, speak to me from either the universe or my week or just, I mean, I guess it's all universe or God, depending on how you look at it, but like just constant themes that I'm keep picking up on that shows me I need to pay attention to this. And then I need to figure out the gift in it and see how I can apply it in my life and how I can share that gift with somebody else so that they can see the fruit of it as well. So this past week, the ongoing revelation is really about peace and protection. You know, I fought a long time to gain some peace, not just from other people, but in life in general. I feel like most of the time I've been running through my life, just running from trauma to trauma to trauma to trauma, and constantly in the need of healing. And it's only been in the past, I don't know, about 2 or 3 years that I've been truly purposeful in healing and seeing the fruits of that and feeling like I'm at a place where there's some closure for some things in my life, some things that I finally got past and have become better from or better for. Because I figured out what to do with them. Not because I'm like, oh, everything happens for a reason. I'm sure it does, but sometimes I gotta give it a reason. And I've talked about that before. Like some stuff you just gotta give a reason in the meantime. You gotta make it work for you. You gotta make the pain, make the trauma. You know, Mary was good for that, right? Mary J. Blige, you know, she made banging songs, you know, off of trauma, off of hurt, off of pain, you know, but it she made it work for her. So peace, yo. I've been fighting hard to gain it, and it's not one battle. I don't feel like you gain it and then that's it. You have it all the time. It's something I constantly got to fight for. It's something I constantly got to defend, which is where the protection comes in. You know, there's so many things that will interrupt what is my ongoing peace, and my peace and my joy are connected, and I'm not willing to give either one of them up. I don't want to hand anything over. And yes, sometimes I get in my feelings, I get really emotional, I react to things, I get upset, angry even, and act out a bit. But at the end of the day, like I have to reel myself back in. And sometimes reeling myself back in is not a self sport, right? Sometimes I gotta know who my resources are, who I have a really good friend, amazing, amazing friend, who every time I go to him, you know, he can just like reel me back in. And just, you know, talk some sense to me and make me see the brighter day. And I have a couple of girlfriends who do the same. So I'm very lucky in that aspect and even luckier to be able to recognize them as resources. Sometimes we have them and we don't recognize that those are our resources. Again, I'm very lucky in that realm. But, you know, lately I've had to fight an awful lot to protect my peace. You know, without going into too much detail, you know, it's a bit of a trying to get everything settled with my divorce and figuring out the finances of it all. My house, you know, I'm selling my home. because I have to, not because I can't pay mortgage, but just because it's the part of my divorce settlement. And it's just a lot. It's a lot because, you know, unfortunately, my ex-partner is not helping in the sale or anything like that. So it's a lot. And then, you know, you're a homeowner, you're a single homeowner with, you know, the gutters hanging or the garbage can needs to be replaced or, you know, you need a new air filter for some stuff downstairs that I'm just like, I don't even know which thing needs the air filter. Like, which thing is that? Is that the air conditioning unit? Is that, like, what is that? So I'm learning a lot about my home. But yeah, it's a lot that's coming against that piece, you know, even daytime sponsor working with them and all the expectations they have of me and wanting to stretch and take up more of my time and more hours in my day, which is less hours towards my daughter who's home for the summer. So, you know, I gotta protect that. I gotta fight for that because part of my peace is knowing that my daughter is good. You know, she's 5. So it's very difficult to ask her to self-manage for 8 or 9 hours a day. That's too much to ask, right? So I got to give her my time. I got to give her my attention. So, you know, y'all can't get 12 hours from me at all, ever, because my daughter needs my time, okay? You're lucky if you got the 8 or if I was able to split my attention for the 8 because she comes first in my life. Always, all days, she comes first. So again, it's a lot of, you know, and then just being a mom, right? You know, as much as I'd love to be like, my daughter is so perfect. She is perfect for me. I absolutely love her. She's pretty well behaved for the most part, pretty independent for the most part. So that's great too. I am very smart and understand things through logic. So I can have logical conversations with her. Yes, at 5 years old, understands logic. So that's great. But you know, you have your challenges. Being a single mom is not easy. I'm sure a lot of you know that. Being a single parent, not just a mom, like even dads too. Like I know some single dads and hats off to them too, because doing it by yourself is just not easy. It's just really challenging to have so many things going on at the same time. You know, I had all of this going on. And then the other day, like my check engine light came on and I was a complete wreck because I was like, oh my God, and then they're like, is something wrong with your transmission? I'm like, no, my car is only 2017. Can't be anything wrong with my transmission. I'm just having a whole fit, like, everything is crumbling. However, I will pat myself on the back because I recognized that everything crumbles right before everything shines in my life. So I was like, everything's crumbling. I'm bugging. I know this means all kind of blessings about to come, but it doesn't make it less frustrating. It doesn't. The knowledge, it makes you know that you're going to get past it. So it makes it less earth shattering, but it's still frustrating to have all these things happen at once. And I had to call upon my team. I had to be like, yo, I need to make some phone calls. I need some people to speak some life into me. I need somebody to, you know, virtually dry my tears because I'm tripping. And, you know, then fighting with my daughter's father, it was a rough week, yo. It was definitely a rough week. So much so that there were other people that I was an asshole to and that I had to apologize. Like, it was just crazy. It got me to thinking, like, how I'm going to protect this peace. Because it's important. It's important to protect the peace that I've earned. And I feel like when we think about protection of our peace, we think about protecting ourselves from the outside world, from other people, from stressful people, from stressful situations. I feel like that is the primary focus when we think about protecting our peace. But what about protecting your peace against you, against your own mind, your own panic, your own self-loathe, your own confusion? What about protecting the peace from you? Because I sometimes destroy my own peace. You know, I said all this stuff like, you know, my life was all in shambles for a good 4 days. It was just crazy. I took my car in after everything. It didn't cost me a dime. And I got my car fixed. I was under warranty. It didn't cost me a dime. problem wasn't as serious as it first was made out to be. But my peace was on the line for a second. It was. And the thing that protected my peace was a conversation with someone in my squad. Like, yo. And my friend is like, yo, you crying? The hell is wrong with you? You have solutions. And just like laying out the solution to each situation. Just like, it's this. You either going to do this or you're going to do that.
Yeah.
You know, for each situation. And he's not telling me things that I don't know. I know these things. They're at my fingertips. But sometimes you need to hear it back. Right? So I knew to call my friend to stop me from sabotaging my peace. Because I was panicking. And I was frustrated. And I was sabotaging my peace. It wasn't all those things that I had no control over. It was me letting down my wall to let those things come in. And giving those things the room to attack my peace. Now, this is definitely easier said than done. Word. Because I still don't have a handle on how I can do that within myself. Right now, my fix is like I automatically know who I'm going to call to level set. Who's going to get me straight? Let me talk to this person. And let me, you know, my girlfriend Nala, she's good for that. She's raw too. Like, my girlfriend Chaz, like, my girlfriend Deidre, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need to get level set. So I just be like, all right, you know. And not everybody good for every situation. You gotta kind of know, like, okay, this is the person I talk to for this or whatever. My hope is that one day I will be able to do this for myself. I started to do it in this situation. I started to talk myself off the ledge and just be like, listen. Okay, you know what this is. Okay, this is the storm before your calm. You get that all the time. This is the storm before your calm. The rainbow's coming. Chill out. Make it through, piece by piece, one thing at a time. But it was just mounting. Every time I would talk to myself, something else would happen. Something else, it was just mounting. And it became insurmountable. It was just too much for me. It was really too much for me. And so I had to go to my network and I had to get clear. And thank God I was so intentional in building my network for the past few years. I've been so intentional wanting so many. And now I'm like receiving the fruits of all that intention, all of that, making sure that, you know, the people in my circle are people that I can eat from and who can eat from me and who trust me so that I may trust them. You know, that all that's intentional, looking for those people, wanting those people to be in my life. And if I already had those people, working on the relationship, cultivating it, strengthening the bond, because that's a good life to me. So I had to do that. But, you know, my question to you is, how are you protecting your peace? What are you doing? You know, I haven't written much lately, right? I keep promising Savage Phoebe, I'm working on it. But I don't work on it in big chunks at a time. I can't lie. You know, it's as it comes. If I can write 100 words in the morning, I'd be so happy because I'd be like, yes, I wrote something. But, you know, writing is part of protecting my peace. So, you know, I got to figure out how to schedule in a bigger chunk because that's my peace right there. I'm not at peace when I'm not writing. When I'm late on a book, when I've got 42 stories building up in my mind and nothing is getting worked on, I am not at peace. I'm not at peace. This is the reason why I can't sleep well. And then I'm so exhausted though, I can't get up and be creative. Like, so I'm like this in between. I got to figure it out because that's important. That's an important piece to protecting my peace is doing the thing that I love and completing it and going on to the next one and fleshing out my ideas. Like, that is all a part of protecting my peace. You know, you are chasing something or you have this goal or this dream in your life that, you know, when you reach a certain age, you're going to do such and such, or within a certain number of years or whenever, you know, when you're not working towards that thing, that passion, that love, you know, and people will fool you into thinking that because you're not working on it, you don't love it or it's not your passion. Don't believe that shit. You just and a stalemate and need to get the fuck out of it and need to step to the plate and work on it. But don't convince yourself, oh, well, maybe I don't love it. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't let anybody convince you of that. You just gotta protect your peace, and you gotta work your thing and develop your craft or live your dream and work towards your goal. Invest in yourself. Invest in your peace. You know, when I had my daughter, that was like the biggest push of pursuing my writing career, because now I had this tiny human who I wanted a better life for. And when I thought of a better life, it had nothing to do with finances, because she was going to grow up well. I did what I had to do, and I was able to take care of her, and she has a good life. But when I think of a better life for her, I think of not having to choose between making money for now and living her dream. I wanted her to always move forward in the thing that she loves with passion. Always move forward and in that direction. I didn't want her to be in a position where she had to choose, you know, paying bills and living life, you know, over the thing that makes her heart sing. So in order for me to do that, in my mind, the best way was for me to do that for myself. Be that example. Make it tangible for her. Make it live in her house. It lives in her house. Chasing her dreams and living the life you want lives in her house. It's next door. It's the next bedroom. It lives in her house. It's tangible. It's real. It's life for her. I don't want her to know a way of, like, you know, being so torn. She's going to have her own battles. You know, people are like, oh, you know, but there's certain things that build character. And if you take away the challenge in this, you take away the, let me tell you something. Life is so grand and so great. It will build its own challenges for each of us. We don't have to save challenges for each other. We don't have to force struggle for our children in order to build character. Life will take care of all of that, okay? Stuff we can't fathom, that we can't mentally prep for, it will take care of all of that. I'm not going to force the challenge on her. I'm going to equip her to be able to rise to her challenge, because her back is strong, because she's been living and loving her life. And that, in my mind, is a better life. That's what I want for her. But again, I had to do that for myself in order to be able to gift it to her, so that she could see it, breathe it, eat it, love it, live it. Protecting my peace is a major point of that, because she too is gonna have things that come up against her peace, that come up against her joy, that shift her. You know, she's 5, she's experiencing it now, right? Every time she throws a temper tantrum, there's something that shifts her, something that gets her in a mood. Okay, she's doing a great job managing it, because it's very few and far between, but they still happen. So we got to figure out what makes your back so strong that when this thing that you don't like or that you're not happy with comes up against you, that you don't shift into somebody else. You don't shift into panic mode and upset, cry, and throw everything. Not that you can't shed some tears, because sometimes you need that kind of water to nurture your growth. But let's not lose our minds. Let's not go forward with blurry vision. You know, when you cry, and you're upset and you're just angry and all you see is red, nothing is clear, and good decisions don't happen like that. So I'm, you know, trying to fix my peace so I can teach her how to fix her own, because I'm not going to be able to create peace for her. She going to have to create peace for herself. All I can do is show her how I've manifested my tools, because she can't have all my tools. She can have some of my tools, but some of my tools not gonna work for her. She gonna have to grow and develop her own tools, but she'll know how to do that. She'll know how to do that. It's a mindset, and it's a mindset that lives in her house. So that was like my greatest push. And this past week just really reminded me that, okay, it's time to fight that battle again. It's time to go protect that peace again. Let's go to war for that peace. It's time to do that again. So again, I ask you, how are you protecting your peace? And if you're not, when will you start? When will you start protecting your peace? It's time. It's time. Go get it and then protect it. All right, I'm off my soapbox. If you want to support Thank you. Leave a comment. I think on some of these streaming services, you can like rate the podcast. You can talk about it, whatever. Say What Radio on Instagram, and that's SAYWHA Radio. Will sometimes put posts for the show up there. You know, love to see your feedback there. If you want to DM me, I'm at PWrites, and that's PWRITES on Instagram as well as on Twitter. Now listen, disclaimer, if you're going to follow me on Twitter, don't police me, okay? Because I be reckless sometimes. But that's part of like my outlet. So, you know, just either join in the fun or just keep scrolling or whatever. But, you know, that's how I go. But yeah, you want to DM me, talk about the show. You want to, you know, expand upon some of the ideas that I talked about. I'm all for the conversation. If you have an accomplishment or something like that, you just want to share with me, I would appreciate that. I love being a cheerleader. I love a reason to celebrate you. So yeah, come share that stuff with me. Love to see it. If you want to support my daughter, she's saving money to go to art school because she's an incredibly talented artist. She's selling t-shirts through a site called See You Different. So hit me up on Twitter. I'll give you the details. You can find some of the information on Instagram page, on my Instagram page as well. And again, that's PWRITES. If you want to read any of my novels, any of my novellas, they're all available on Amazon. Again, I'm the writer Phoenix Ash. Some of them are available on Audible. I have a couple on Audible. Yeah, I'm kind of doing a damn thing. Yup, I said it. I'm kind of doing a damn thing. You know, they're available on Kindle apps. There's a free Kindle app for your phone if you don't have an actual Kindle or iPad or anything like that. But yo, download it, read it, leave a review, please. Let me know what you think of the book. Definitely leave a review. Those things matter, yo. They definitely do. It's a lot. It's a lot of stuff that matters. Sometimes it's kind of stressful for that too, because I just be like, I just want to write the book and know that people are reading it. But yeah, do that. All right. I appreciate you so much. Savage Fever, the finale is coming soon. I promise you. I promise you. I promise you. It's coming. It's coming. All right, y'all. Until the next time when we can exchange power. Peace. And I love you guys.